sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Take a walk in the forest almost anywhere in Alaska, and you're likely to find a pile of shredded spruce cones at the base of a big tree, a mound 3 feet deep riddled with tunnels. It's a squirrel's mitten. Underneath all those fluffy brown cone bracts is a cache of green spruce cones loaded with seeds, enough food to carry a red squirrel through the long northern winter.
The territorial red squirrel is a half-pound dynamo and loudly asserts its claim to a patch of forest about an acre in size, chasing off any neighboring squirrel that dares to intrude. 90% of the red squirrel's diet is conifer seeds. Red squirrel's survival depends on finding enough cones to harvest and defending their cone supplies from thieves. Territoriality achieves both these ends.
Trappers in the Yukon found they could snare a number of red squirrels at a single mitten, leading some to believe that red squirrels are colonial. But territorial red squirrels don't share. The snared squirrels were likely neighbors, quick to investigate an empty territory.
Squirrels in poor habitat must travel farther to collect enough cones to survive the winter. These are often juveniles excluded from better feeding areas by adults. Those that can't find a territory by autumn usually don't survive their first winter. But once a red squirrel claims a territory, it can live for 10 years. I'm Riley Woodford.
And I'm Jane Rudenberg. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.